Judges chapter 16. As we continue in our consecutive readings through the book of Judges, we'll consider this morning Judges 16, 1 through 17. We've already seen that this mighty man, Samson, who is uniquely mighty when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon him, has a great weakness. His great weakness is women. We've already seen him fall prey to his desire for a Philistine wife already. Here in these verses, we see him falling two more times. We see him falling with a harlot in verses 1 through 3, and then with this third woman whose name is Delilah. So Samson, whose name means little son, we see he's reigned for 20 years in verse 20. What's somewhat of the last chapter, somewhat interesting, is we basically have the preface to his rule in the book of Judges, and then we have the waning of his life, and the big middle section of his reign is covered in verse 20. He reigned for 20 years. And it appears that things went pretty well when this mighty man was in control. And but then we come to the evening of his life here, and I think in it, though we see him as a very sinful man, we still see that there's a type of Christ here in the fact that this man conquers in his death. Let me read Judges 16, 1 through 17. Then went Samson to Gaza, and saw there an harlot, and went in unto her. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson has come hither. And they compassed him in and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, In the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight, and took the doors of the gate of the city, and the two posts, and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders, and carried them up to the top of an hill that is in Hebron. It came to pass afterward that he loved the woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and said unto her, Entice him, and see wherein his great strength lieth, and by what means we may prevail against him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And we will give thee, every one of us, 1,100 pieces of silver. And Delilah said to Samson, Tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lieth, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. And Samson said unto her, If they bind me with 7 green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak, and be as other men. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 green withs, which had not been dried, and she bound him with them. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. And she said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he brake the withs, as a thread of tow is broken when it toucheth the fire. So his strength was not known. And Delilah said unto Samson, Behold, thou hast mocked me, and told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith thou mightest be bound. He said unto her, They bind me fast with new ropes that never were occupied, then shall I be weak and be as another man. Delilah therefore took new ropes and bound him therewith and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And there were liers in wait abiding in the chamber, and he brake them from off his arms like a thread. And Delilah said unto Samson, Hitherto thou hast mocked me and told me lies. Tell me wherewith thou mightest be bound. And he said unto her, If thou weavest the 7 locks of my head with the web. And she fastened it with a pin and said unto him, The Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awakened out of his sleep and went away with the pin of the beam and with the web. And she said unto him, How canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these 3 times, and hast not told me wherewith thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, There hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Thus ends the reading of God's holy and inspired Scripture. I said this mighty man had a great weakness for women, and it was his downfall. We see his first or second fall with this harlot in verses 1 through 3. We see his sin in verse 1. He saw a harlot. Likely she had, as Solomon says in Proverbs, the attire of a harlot. It was obvious to him she was. He saw her. He went after her. We find him then in verse 2 in danger. He's compassed about in the city. This has all been planned. He's going to have a hard time getting out of the city. That's what adultery leads to. Great danger. But then we have his escape. A number of the commentators question whether Samson may have had a conscience here. He wakes up at midnight. He's not comfortable in her bed all evening. He gets up. He doesn't just take the gate. He takes the very posts and the very foundations with him and carries them to the top of Hebron several miles away. Men can't lift gates of cities, much less carry them miles on their own strength. Clearly a miracle here in terms of the strength given to this man by God Almighty. And then we see him falling again in verses 4 through 17. Some contend that Solomon, in Proverbs 7:26, may be actually alluding to Samson when he speaks of the harlot and says, Many strong men have been slain by her. We see his affection for Delilah in verse 4. It says he loved her. We find the interest of the lords of the Philistines engaging her. You see, the fact is, women can often get men to tell secrets that they would never tell another man. Clearly, intelligence agencies around the globe have known this for years. All you have to do is look at the book of Judges to see. You also see the effects of the love of money. Here's the greatest man alive at the time. Delilah has him in her home. It appears to me they're living in sin. It's not evident that she's a harlot, but they are living in sin. And for the love of money, she's willing to sell his life. She's willing to say she loves him, contend so, and then be part of his murder. Remember, our Savior was betrayed by a so-called friend for money. And he also gave him a kiss of friendship as he turned him over to the armies or to the officials. So then we also see Samson putting her off in verses 6 through 12. She urges him to tell her what is his secret. He lies three times and she clearly lets him know that she's going to use the secret to harm him. And nonetheless, he's prepared in verses 15 through 17 to make this ultimate disclosure that will lead to his death. Matthew Henry says this in conclusion. If he had not been blind before the Philistines put out his eyes, he might have seen himself, betrayed. In other words, he lost his eyes before he lost his eyes. His weakness for women caused him to be blinded and led him to his own death. He was captivated by lust. He was bewitched. He was intoxicated with this lust that led to his very death. This passage says much to our culture, doesn't it?